From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You know, we received a great email from some folks who listen to Puzzle all the time. A couple, Carol and John Bergren, who are retired elementary teachers from upstate New York. They had heard a woman named Cindy Simon, who was an elementary school librarian, playing on the air. And she was from Palmer, Alaska. And the Bergrens were thinking about a trip to Palmer. They went to Palmer. They looked up Cindy, Cindy's family. They introduced one another, and they took a picture of all of them together, puzzle enthusiasts, and sent us an email. I love the fact that they designed their vacation plans around people they've heard during the puzzle segment.
Well, puzzles do bring people together.
I love getting letters like that. They make my day. You know, that challenge you gave us last week? I mean, I was just gobsmacked, which is a British word for keeping my mouth open.
I knew it would be hard.
It was tough. Why don't you repeat the clue for us?
Well, it came from the great American puzzle maker Sam Lloyd from 100 years ago, and was called the game of matrimony. It's played by two people. One person holds out her hand. The fingers are numbered from 1 to 5. The first player picks any finger and announces the number. The second player picks any other finger, announces that number, and gives the total. Then the first player picks any finger other than the one that was just chosen and gives the new total. And you go back and forth. The object of the game is to force the opponent over 45 points. There is only one move that guarantees the first player a win. And I asked, what move is it?
Now you have to give us the answer. What move is it?
Well, the only move that can guarantee the first player a win is 3. The explanation is too complex to give over the radio, but I did write out an explanation of it, which we have on our website.
All right. Well, I encourage you all to go to npr.org and find that in the puzzle segment. It was a tough puzzle to solve. Under 300 listeners sent a solution to us, Sam Lloyd's 100-year puzzle. We had 200 correct entries, and the randomly chosen winner from that pile of correct entries is Gary Levin. He joins us from Bedminster, New Jersey. Gary, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Leanne.
Now, how did you come up with this answer? And you sent a chart.
I solved it incorrectly first. There's a game called NIM where you're picking up matchsticks.
Right.
And there, you just, since my move and your move can add up to 6, if I land on a multiple of 6, then I just go from, you know, 12 to 6 to 0, and you've lost. The problem is, in matrimony, you can't choose a 3 after your opponent chose a 3.
Hmm.
And so I had to do it a little more complicated.
How long did the whole thing take you, the whole operation?
Oh, it probably took about 15 minutes to type it into the spreadsheet.
Uh-huh.
And then didn't take any time at all for the spreadsheet to calculate the answer.
Oh, my
A spreadsheet
goodness.
Help. Well, Sam Lloyd didn't have a help of a spreadsheet
well, 100 years ago. I did the first 3 rows by hand, and I said, let the computer do it.
Right. Well, you're in the business, aren't you? Is that true? Yeah. What, you develop software?
That's right.
Will, meet Gary. What do you have for us today?
All right, Gary, the letters FD are the initials of Father's Day, which we're celebrating today. They're also the initials of some other familiar two-word phrases. For example, if I said, what is earned by gaining 10 yards in football, you would say, first down.
Okay.
All right? Number 1 is top of an aircraft carrier.
Flight deck.
That's right. Number 2, something to store computer information on.
Floppy disk.
Uh-huh. Group with the 1967 hit, Up, Up, and Away.
Oh, Fifth Dimension.
Good. Rum cocktail made with crushed ice. Stir it in a blender.
Frozen daiquiri.
That's it. Value of an Abraham Lincoln bill.
$5.
Uh-huh. Steven Spielberg or Martin Scorsese.
Film director.
Good. Christian Dior or Donna Karan.
Fashion designer.
Good. Wall Street and environs to New York City.
Financial district.
Good. Trendy way to lose weight.
Fad diet.
Good. A doe. D-O-E. Yeah, what kind of deer?
That would be the mother deer.
Right, so you'd sing the song from Sound of Music, which is Doe a Deer.
Female deer, right?
Female deer is right. Event in which students evacuate a school.
Fire drill.
Good, and your last one, traditional 4th of July event.
Fireworks display.
Good job.
Good job. Gary, nice work.
Thank you.
On a roll. And we're going to send you lots of things for playing our puzzle today. Nothing with FD, I don't think. But we'll send you a Weekend Edition lapel pin. the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Gary, what's your public radio station? Which ones do you listen to?
I listen to, and we're members of, WHYY out of Philadelphia and WNYC out of New York City.
Ooh, covering up the Atlantic coast. A nice work. Gary Levin in Bedminster, New Jersey. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, and what do you have for all of us to work on for the next week?
Well, take the name Earl Stanley Gardner. Select the first and last letters of the first name, the first and last letters of the middle name, and the first and last letters of the last name, arrange them properly, and they'll spell Geyser, G-E-Y-S-E-R. What famous person has a three-part name in which the first and last letters of each part can be rearranged to spell Dancer, D-A-N-C-E-R? So again, what famous person has a three-part name in which the first and last letters of each part can be rearranged to spell Dancer?
Earl Stanley Garner wrote Perry Mason, didn't
That's
he not?
It.
I believe
yeah.
so. Well, when you have that answer, and it's not Edgar Rice Burroughs, because I just tried it, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. At about that time, we'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot as always.
Thanks, Leanne.